chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. Saints and friends, welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, called into the kingdom for such a time as this. The intro song is Sinach, I Know Who I Am. I hope this episode is finding you well, happy, and whole. And as always, thank you so much for listening. So today I want to cover a topic where dealing with the women of God. I want to talk to the women of God. I was listening, happened to be scrolling on my phone, which I really do too much of, and I'm sure I'm not alone. But and I ran a short popped up that really caught my interest, and I wanted to share that short with you before I get into the message of what I would like to talk about. So, because I want you to hear it firsthand, and then I will discuss it afterwards. So this is a short from a person called Mr. Let Go, but it's Devin Franklin, who is a preacher that used to be married to Megan Good, the actress. But Devin Franklin, he's a director, I believe, a producer, but a preacher as well. So he's preaching to a congregation of women, and I want you just to listen to what he says to these women, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to deal with that.
Was the one who was broken. Eve came into the earth whole. She had both ribs. Society wants women to believe you're broken if you're not with somebody. But God says the woman came into the earth complete, not seeking or needing anyone or anything. Stand in your power.
You're also sick of these.
So the first part was cut off, but it says that Adam, he said that Adam was the one that was broken, and that Eve is the one who came into the world whole. So what he's teaching the women and what they're shouting and applauding is that they really don't have to have a man, that they need to stand in their power. And I guess that power is in being single. So stand in that power, because you're the one that's whole. You know, you got Adam's rib, so by taking Adam's rib, you left him not whole. But you came into the world whole and not needing anyone. So we already know that that's not scripture. And I don't know what is going on other than the deception where there's enmity between man and woman, and the devil is playing that up. And especially within the black community, I don't want to make this black and white or race issue, but I'm seeing it more and more and hearing it more and more, where the black man is being pitted against the black woman. And the black woman is constantly being told that she has no need for a man. No need at all. That somehow it's more powerful to be single than it is to be married. And too many of the sisters are buying in to this. They're buying into it, pretending to be happy and whole, alone, pretending that they don't need anybody and that they're living it up and they got it going on and they wouldn't want it any other way. But I'm going to go to the scripture, because I don't want the believers to begin to fall into the same trap. Because marriage is ordained by God, and it's a blessing to be married. Marriage is not for everyone. And everyone is not going to be married, and everyone is not intended to be married. But I don't want us to believe that there's somehow there's this power in being single, and that Adam was broken when he was born, well, Adam was the one broken by giving a rib. That's not scriptural. So we're going to go ahead and look at Genesis chapter 2, and we're going to read what the word says, because I get what he was trying to do, to build you up, to build up women into knowing that you're somebody even if you don't have a man. And I agree with that. You have not lost your value because you're not married or you're not seeing anyone. But it's this constant push that I'm seeing that women don't need anybody. All they need is themselves. Don't need nobody, you know. And then they walking around with that attitude. And what happens is you end up not getting anybody because you're giving off the wrong vibe. So let's go ahead and look at Genesis chapter 2. And I'm going to start reading. And this is the creation, part of the creation story here. And we're going to go ahead and read, starting at verse 18. It says, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." So here God has finished making everything on the earth. He's made all the animals. He's made Adam. And he's looked around and he's saying, you know, all the other animals have mates, but it's not good for man to be alone. So I'm going to make him a helper that's suitable for him. Verse 19, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore," verse 24, "therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." So from the beginning of time, God did not intend for man to be alone. That wasn't God's plan. This today is man's plan. And it seems to be man's plan for a certain group of women. Because not every race is running around talking about they don't need no man and not getting married. It's a specific race of people, and it seems to be the black race, the women are constantly told that they don't need anybody. But God said from the beginning that it's not good for man to be alone. So that's why he made a woman for man. And the only reason that a man will leave his mother and his father is so that he can cleave to his wife. And when he cleaves, those two are no longer separate, no longer individuals, but they become one. That is God's plan. This you standing in your power alone, that's not God's plan. And I don't understand why a preacher, a minister of the gospel, will stand there. And you know, I only got a little blip of it. So, you know, I'm sure what he was trying to do was let them know that you're okay. You're okay single. You're okay single. Yes, you can be whole as a single person. Because God did not call for every single person. Every single person is not going to have a spouse. So it is okay to be single. But we don't want to keep pushing that on our people. constantly pushing it on our children and saying, you don't need no man, girl. You don't need no man. Stand on your own. And then you're walking around with that attitude, which is making it least likely for you to get with anybody because your attitude is so jacked up. You're so much standing in your power till you're turning off every man that you encounter. Please, don't buy into that. Don't run around hungry and thirsty like you just got to have one. But at the same time, don't be so off-putting that you're putting them off because you're standing in your power. It's okay to desire a husband. That's okay too. Why is that powerless? To desire to have a mate, why does that look weak? Why does that make you look powerless? We need to get back to the Word of God, and we need to get back to God's ways and what God has in Scripture. He made the woman for the man because he didn't think it was okay for men to be alone. So we have been made as females for the man. But the things that are going on out here today with the woman, it's just a disgrace. It's a disgrace. No woman now wants to be virtuous. We ain't thinking about being no virtuous. We are doing Mother's Day. One of the number one portions of scripture that is preached is Psalm 31. Proverbs, I'm sorry. Where we talk about the virtuous woman. But nobody is striving to be the virtuous woman anymore. We don't want to be the virtuous woman anymore. Now we just want to be seen as somebody who's standing in our power, Miss Independent, who doesn't need anybody for anything. When your hearts draw because of the way that God has created us, is to want to connect to somebody. If we're honest with ourselves, we will go ahead and admit that it's my heart's desire is to connect. Because we have been created as a social people, as social beings. We've been designed to connect our hearts with somebody else's. So when we're walking around trying to pretend that this is not what we want, many of us are lying because we think that that's what the trend of the day is and that's how it's supposed to be. I'm making this money. I'm doing this. I don't need no man. So we don't strive to be the virtuous woman. We don't strive to have ourselves situated where we're attracting somebody. Now we want to be the twerking girl. Now we are mothers and grandmothers and even great-grandmothers who think it's okay to film themselves twerking. We've gotten so bad that we are twerking in the faces of toddlers. Yes, I've even seen that. We're twerking at graduations. We're twerking in all these inappropriate, it's inappropriate to twerk anywhere, really. But we've gotten so bad as women, lost all class and decency, that we think it's okay to drop our behinds and shake them and do all kinds of things, even backing it up to a child. If you are a mother, a grandmother, a plan to be a mother, please stop twerking. It's unbecoming. And it looks you make you look like you have zero class. It's not sexy. It's not cute. It's ugly. It's disgusting. It's ratchet. It's inappropriate. Stop it. Stop it. God has called you to something better. And I know it's not the believers that are out there twerking. But I don't know who's listening to this message. But if you are a believer and you have nieces and daughters and grandchildren, grandgirls, you talk to them about it. Stop this twerking. Stop treating yourself like a sex object. Stop it. God has not called you to that. He's not created you for that. You are better than that. Let's raise the standard for our own households. Let's raise the standard. Stand up. Stand up. Carry yourself with dignity. Stop this. It's unbecoming. And it's okay to carry yourself with honor, with decency, with dignity, and respect. It's okay to cover your bodies. It's okay to do that. You don't have to reveal every bump and curve to the world to feel like you're somebody or that somebody's attracted to you. You're going to draw the wrong people. And that's a terrible look. I'm tired of looking at our people twerking. You're 50 years old, you're 60 years old, and you're out there doing this foolishness. You look a hot mess and you need to sit down somewhere. Perhaps you need to go to Proverbs 31 and read what a virtuous woman does. Maybe that's what we need. Let's go there. Before we do that, let's define the word virtuous. Virtuous implies moral excellence in character. Moral excellence in character, showing high moral standards. And if you are twerking, and I don't care what age you are, it shows that you have low moral standards. Because what would be the purpose of bending over and shaking your behind in front of a crowd? What would be the purpose of that? What are you trying to attract? What are you trying to gain? So this shows that you lack class and you have low moral standards. But let's go ahead and go to Proverbs 31. Take a look at that. Try to remind those who may be believers and get a kick out of watching people twerk. Or don't see anything wrong with it or find it cute. So Proverbs 31, starting at verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a woman with high moral standards? For her price is far above rubies. So that's the value in that type of woman. See, the twerkers come a dime a dozen. You can find a twerker on any corner, on any Facebook feed, on any Instagram feed, on any YouTube feed. You can find a twerker on every corner. They come a dime a dozen. So they cheap. They're cheap. But a virtuous woman, her price is far above rubies. Verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She's an early riser. She's working with her hands, making sure everybody's good and fed. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. This is a busy woman. Oh, she's industrious. Oh, she's out here working hard. She's giving to the needy. She's up all night working. She's busy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry for clothing, for her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. Notice how she's dressed. Strength and honor. Clothed in strength and honor. Not ratchetness. She's not clothed in ratchetness. She clothed in honor and strength. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. She's not just sitting there twiddling her thumbs with nothing to do. She's not just sitting there scrolling on Facebook, taking selfies to put on Instagram, looking at what this was. She's not just sitting there wasting time. She's doing something with herself. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Oh, the children are proud of her, saying she's blessed, and so is her husband. So she's standing in her power, all right, but she's standing in her power as mother and as wife, and she's doing, she's finding honor in being that. See, there's some honor in being married. There's some power in that. Verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Oh, there's many with high standards, but you excel all those. Favor is deceitful, and get this, beauty is vain. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. Ain't beauty is nothing. It's empty. It's insignificant. But a woman that feareth the Lord. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So that's something too, striving to be a virtuous woman. It takes a lot more to be a virtuous woman than it does to be a hoochie, a twerking hoochie. Now, you may not like what I'm saying, but we need to start standing up. Get our behinds from drop down, twerking and shaking, and aim for something higher. Get out of those clothes that's showing every bump and curve, and clothe yourself in strength and honor. Teach that to your children, to your girls. Teach your girls that their strength and their value is not in their behinds. It is not in their behinds. It is not in their behinds. Train them to be women of God, women who fear the Lord. Women who are taking care of their households. Not that you have to be a homemaker, but even if you're out there working, you ought to be taking care of your household. Get up, stand up, carry yourself with dignity, clothe yourself with strength and with honor. Stop it, ladies. Stop it, young girls. You are better than that. You are better than that. And that's all I have for you today. Grace and peace.